This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A U.S. national security official has said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may meet with President Vladimir Putin later this month to discuss potential arms deals. As Russia's isolation over its war in Ukraine has grown, analysts say it has seen increasing value in North Korea. For North Korea's part, relations with Russia have not always been as warm as they were during the height of the Soviet Union, but now the country is reaping clear benefits from Moscow's need for friends. North Korea expert at Seoul's Kukmin University, Andrei Lankov, told the Reuters news service the meeting is about establishing a united front against the West, the United States in particular.
It's basically about sending a signal to Washington that Russia is capable of creating some additional trouble for the United States in East Asia. So the logic is, if the United States are excessively active in supporting Ukraine, Russia will probably start doing something to create North Korean threat.
Fierce rainstorms are battering neighboring Greece, Turkey, and Bulgaria, causing at least 5 deaths. In northwestern Turkey, 2 people died Tuesday when a flash flood swept through a campsite, and 4 others are missing. 1 person is dead in Greece and 5 are missing, while authorities have banned road traffic in 3 areas. That's after a severe storm dumped record quantities of rain, inundated streets, and swept cars away. Greece's Minister for Civil Protection says the storms are forecast to ease after midday Wednesday and is urging people in affected areas to stay indoors. Farther north in Bulgaria, the government says 2 people died and 3 others are missing on the country's Black Sea coast. This is VOA News. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website. Cuba's foreign ministry reported late Monday it has uncovered human trafficking ring that coerced its citizens to fight for Russia in the war in Ukraine. The foreign ministry statement said the trafficking ring was operating both within the Caribbean island nation, thousands of miles from Moscow, and in Russia, coercing Cubans living there. The Reuters news service reports in late May, a Russian newspaper, Ryazan City, reported the several Cuban citizens had signed contracts with Russia's armed forces and had been shipped to Ukraine in return for Russian citizenship. As the U.S. Congress reconvenes this week, the Capitol physician says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's recent health episodes show no evidence of being strokes or seizures, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Last week in Kentucky, McConnell was questioned by a reporter. McConnell was about to answer but froze for about 30 seconds.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026? All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute.
He also froze up during a press conference at the Capitol last month. The 81-year-old McConnell fell and suffered a concussion earlier this year. McConnell's office released the letter from attending physician Brian Monahan, saying after a medical evaluation and consultation with neurologists, there's no evidence he has a seizure disorder or had a stroke or movement disorder, such as Parkinson's disease. Ed Donahue, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed the inaugural Africa Climate Summit Tuesday in Nairobi. Guterres called for an end to the use of fossil fuels, which are largely seen as drivers of global warming, which he said disproportionately affects Africa, and for the nation's richest nations meeting at the G20 summit in India later this week to step up.
Africa accounts for just 4% of global emissions, but it suffers some of the worst effects of climate change. Today, I renewed my call for the world to step up climate action to avoid the worst effects of climate change, keep global promises to provide essential support, and help Africa make a just and equitable transition to renewable energy.
Across much of the central eastern United States Tuesday, millions of people are feeling the heat, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Brutal heat from the East Coast to the Midwest and Southern Plains. Forecasters are warning of record highs in some places. The National Weather Service's Peter Molinax.
We're going to see quite a few areas across the Southern Plains that'll be well into the triple digits, especially down through Texas and Oklahoma. Those will be where the hottest temperatures are, but the most anomalous or unusual heat for this time of year is going to be centered across the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, and into the Northeast.
So when will things cool off? Well, forecasters say the heat wave will continue in the mid-Atlantic and Northeast through midweek and last all week in Texas and neighboring states.